Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Benny McCoy. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. And now, play ball. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato bunts towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Moses reaches second base with a double. Nelson moves to third. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 0 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. York moves to third. Fox moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson takes first base on ball 4. York scores. Fox moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from York and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Joe Gantenbian now playing third base. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbian fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hutchinson hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 4 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob McNamara now playing shortstop. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. McNamara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Hutchinson reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 5 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNamara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 5 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 5 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 4 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 4 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantenbein moves to third. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Lynn Nelson. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Gantenbein tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lodigiani moves to second. Al Benton now pitching. Bill Nagel pinch hits for Bob McNamara. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Nagel now playing third base. Joe Gantenbein now playing shortstop. George Caster now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-5 in the game. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-5 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Siebert is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Chapman is walked intentionally. Siebert moves to second. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields the ball and throws to Benton covering. Safe. Hayes scores. Siebert moves to third. Chapman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.